And this is a meeting of the Executive Search Committee of the Pacific National Board of January 25th, 2013. First point of order is that we need somebody to act as secretary tonight. Do we have any volunteers?
I've been acting as secretary, but is the audio going to be posted? Remember that last meeting I couldn't find. It wasn't posted yet when I looked for it, but I haven't looked since.
I don't really know what happened to that audio, I hope we have an audio for it, but if we don't, we may have to, if there were any motions we made, we may have to just make them over for the record.
Okay.
What was the date of the meeting?
So should I go ahead and call roll?
Okay. Can you call the roll?
Yeah. Okay. So, Athena Wangaza, affiliate?
Present.
Nia Bediako, WBAI?
Presente.
Alex? Sorry. Alex, WBAI?
I'm here, present.
Okay. Ken Aaron, KPFK?
Here.
Teresa Allen? Joined us yet? KPFT? And Ivan Alsame, WPFW? Not here yet. Okay. So we have quorum, Mr. Chair. And Lydia Berzon, KPFK.
Okay, we have a proposed agenda in front of us. Do we have any motions to either amend the agenda or approve the agenda?
Yes, I sent an email, Alex, I don't know if you saw that we had some items that had been as part of your original list on the first phone call that we never got to. So do you have that before you?
I don't really have anything before me, so could you just tell me what those are?
Oh, okay, yes. You had timeline, but there was also a process for the resumes, the process that would have to be implemented for the resumes, and hold on a second, I'm trying, scrambling here. There are two items. They were on your original agenda. Items 9 and 10, I believe. Hold on.
Okay. Would you like me to read them, Lydia?
Oh, yeah, you have them? Yeah, thank you.
Yes. The original was timeline for completion of work on CFO and ED, 15 minutes. And then I think you said number 11, number 10, process for filtering out applications, 15 minutes. Process for interviews, 15 minutes. That's what
said. Right. Those are the two items that were missing from the previous agenda, on this agenda. So I ask that we include that. Those two. Your two.
Where would you like to add them?
When we do right after the timeline. So we're going to do timeline and then those two items. That's how you had it on your previous agenda.
Do you want to give a time to each item?
Pardon? No. On your agenda for tonight, you had timeline. I'm saying then the next two items would be the filtering out of the resumes. And what was the second one, Neil? Third?
The process for interviews.
Right. The process for the interviews.
Very serious apologies for being late.
Okay, can you suggest a time for each of those items?
Well, you had 15 for each before.
15 for each.
That's what you had. That was just off of your original agenda.
I was envisioning a quicker meeting tonight, but that's fine.
No, well, we can do it shorter. I mean, we all want to get off.
are there any objections? No? Okay. Are there any other items to recommend for the agenda?
Point of information. I'm sorry. This is Ken.
Yes.
Could I ask what is being added to the agenda?
Okay. Say that again. What is your question, Ken?
What is being added to the agenda?
I'm sorry, I'm not hearing.
What is being added to the agenda?
There's two items. One is filtering process, and what was the other one, Lydia?
The interview, the candidate interview process. These were Alex's original agenda that that I just said, as secretary, we never got to those, and obviously we have to at this juncture, that's all. And so the items were originally on Alex's agenda. We had timeline for completion of work, which is on tonight's agenda already, process for filtering out applications, process for interview.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
I have no objection to the agenda.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
This is Teresa. I move we approve it.
Okay. Are there any objections? Okay, then the agenda is approved, and let's move on. Secretary, I don't have the agenda in front of me. What is the first item?
Minutes.
Do we have any minutes to approve? We do have some minutes, but I don't think we ever approved any of them.
Okay. Well,
are we ready to do that tonight, or do we want to just postpone it?
Well, I'm missing the one audio, and I resent it a few minutes ago, but maybe because it goes to the PMB Google groups, it doesn't itemize everyone. Let me resend it again. These were not approved, but they were sent out previously in October, so.
It sounds like we're not ready to vote on approving the minutes.
Wait a minute, let's think about
it. I don't think there's any particular rush on that, so why don't we just postpone that?
Alex?
Yes?
Alex, if they're done, if they've been sent out, before we forget about them, it would be nice to approve them. So, Lydia, did you say that they were done and they were sent out?
Yeah, these were from the meeting in October, and then there was one where we didn't have audio. Since I'm driving, I couldn't complete them, but I can go back and just create them from my notes. Those are not ready. And then the last one, we didn't have quorum, but we did have a discussion. So I am going to resend these, and you'll have them. I'll list everybody. I sent them to the Google group thing when I just replied to Alex. So I'm sending them anew right now. But we can move on and then come back to this, I think, so we don't lose time.
All right. I'll come back to them just before we schedule our next meeting.
Okay.
Okay, so, do we want to try to move to approve the minutes or not? I'm not clear what you want to do.
I am moving that we approve the minutes before we schedule the next meeting. And that since Lydia...
to be right now. I mean, what do you... this is the agenda item.
I thought scheduling of the next meeting was the last item on the agenda.
Yeah.
This is Mia.
Mia?
Hello?
Yes.
I move that we approve the minutes of 10... One second. Let me just see where the secretary had them. I just had the date here. Shoot. It's not October 28th.
So you received them, Mia, when I replied to Alex?
Well, we have the minutes previously.
That's right.
This is not the first time we're getting the minutes, right?
Right. So I
remember reading them. And,
right. I'd like to move approval of those two sets. It looks like the date on here is
Wait, may I ask, is Ivan's address Yahoo or Gmail?
Ivan is Gmail.
Okay, because I have both on here. Okay.
I would like to move approval of the 10-19 minutes of the ED/CFO search committee.
Point of information.
Ben, do we have any? Do we have a second on that? Well, we don't really need
a second committee.
I do have a question. Can you tell me when they were first sent out? When they were, with the date on them?
They were sent out October 25th at 12:46 p.m.
October 25th. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I think what I'm sending out is resending them.
We have on the floor a motion to approve two sets of minutes. Are there any objections? Okay, hearing no objections, the minutes for those two sets of meetings are approved. Don't forget, if you find a mistake later, we can always amend the minutes.
Wait a minute, I thought we just approved one, October 19th.
There were two sets of minutes that were previously sent to the group. That's what I remember. I don't remember the particular dates, and I don't have a computer in front of me. Yeah.
Well, I am looking at minutes that were sent out by Lydia, and they are the open session of October 4th.
October what?
Says Pacifica National Board telephone conference open session.
That wouldn't be the PNB minutes. That would be the EDCFO search committee minutes. Not the PNB minutes.
Well, I'm looking at them. It says ED/CFO notes/minutes for 10-19-12 meeting.
Oh, I thought it was October 4th, the PNB meeting.
Well, when I open it up, it says Pacifica National Board telephone conference open session.
Teresa, I take it you don't you want to postpone approving the minutes now?
But there was no objection, Alex, when we did it.
This is correct. I think what we should do is we'll just go ahead. The minutes have been approved, and if you feel that there is some error made, you can bring it up at the next meeting and we'll revisit it.
But I would
you can always amend minutes.
I would like to make sure I have an understanding that the only minutes we're approving is the ones of October 19th of 13.
October 19th of 12.
I'm sorry. October 19th of 12. Correct. Only one set of minutes.
Is that your understanding to me since you brought the motion forward?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I find the other one, but I can't find the other one right now.
Let's move on then to the next item. And the next item is, I believe that's my report on progress, and I pretty much gave that to you in the email. We received approximately 70 applications for the CFO position. I'm not sure the exact number because there were several duplicates in the spreadsheet that listed the different applicants. But it's somewhere around 70, give or take a couple. And we received 36, and I think that's a precise number, of applications for the ED position. And if you break it down a little more, out of the 70 or so applications for the CFO position, we got 3 essays, which is not a great rate of return. But out of the 36 applications for the ED position, we got 10 essays, which is a lot better. So I'm not quite sure how to explain that discrepancy, but there it is. Anyway, so we're at the point now, I believe, where we can finalize the procedures for reviewing the application. We don't have any more applications. The deadline is passed. So we should have all the applications are in the Google Docs at this point. There's one missing for the ED position, and I'm sure Ken will put it up there very shortly. But outside of that, we have everything that we want to consider. So what we need to do now is finalize the procedures we're going to use to go through the applications and the timeline and the and how we're going to interview applicants. So that's my report. Are there any
are there any
questions or discussion?
This is Ethea.
Yes.
I'm still having difficulty accessing the resumes.
Maybe Ken, can you explain to the committee members how to access Google Docs?
This is Lydia.
Yeah, maybe somebody else can.
I don't know how other people are doing it, but when I get Ken's email, I just click on the icon for the CFO and the ED applications, and then it takes me right to them. But and my it doesn't have a separate code; it just gets you into it as long as it's coming from your email, I guess.
But what I'm not
the KTFTX ones were more complicated, but now that they're on Google Docs, it seemed a lot easier.
I can tell you one way I do it. But you have to have a Google account to do this, and I'm not sure if a Google account is required for this or not. I think it is, but I'm not 100% sure. I go to the Google account that's linked to the Google group that we're on. I sign into that, and then from the list at the top, I click on Drive, that's Google Drive. And then from there, you can find your way to whatever file system you have access to through Google Drive. And if you're a member of this committee, there should be an item there called the ESC Search Committee or something like that, and then you click on that, and then you can get into either the ED folder or the CFO folder and so on. That's how I do it.
I got an error message that said I had to have permission. Who's supposed to be giving permission?
Yeah, Ken Aaron. He seems to be the administrator of the Google Doc. So
yeah, Ken set up the Google group, so he is the administrator, that's correct.
So write to Ken and tell him that it's denying you. So then Ken will enroll you and then send you an email, and then you click on just the folders that say CFO and ED, and then a whole bunch of them come up.
Is Ken on this call?
He is, or he was. I'm not sure where he is at the moment. Well, if he's not responding, we'll certainly tap him shortly by email or by hook or by crook.
So in terms of the sorting process, once you get them, it's like a whole bunch of them. And what did you say, how many? 70 of the CFO?
70 for the CFO position and 36 for the ED position. And some of the applicants have more than one document, don't forget. Some of them have a separate cover letter and an essay. So there's more than 70 documents involved, actually.
This is Nia, Alex.
Yes, Nia.
Yeah, I told this to Ken before, and I took a screenshot and sent it to him. Whenever I go into that Google thing, I'm still getting, it's, as AnnieGMN@gmail. So I'm not going to put in any password or anything like that. I don't know who this person is or how that mistake was made, but until that gets fixed, I'm not touching it because I don't want anything to happen and then you hear that I did something or other. So, and Ken still has not fixed that.
I think you have to discuss that with Ken because there's nobody should be on that particular file system except members of this committee.
No. It's the email address. It's the same complaint that I've had ever since he started this. I don't know why he can't just delete it and just give me a new one. Who in the world is AnnieGMN@gmail? Who's that?
I have no idea what that's about. Can you take that up off list with Ken? And hopefully he can straighten
Where
that out.
Where is Ken? Is Ken on the phone?
I don't know. He was on the phone a few minutes ago. I have no idea.
Well, let me call him and find out what the deal is while we're talking. Go ahead. I'll just call him while we're talking.
Okay.
All right. I mean, aside from that problem that I can't resolve because I'm not the administrator of the group, is there any other, are there any other questions?
Well, this is Lydia. So, in terms of sorting these, do we want to come up with a system like from what, 1 to 5, 1 to 3, what is it, to rank them? Like I've been ranking mine, what I believe are my number one choices, but we need to come up with a uniform system to do this.
Well, I think we could try to come up with a uniform system, but I think that it, being that this is a pretty small group, I think it might make more sense just to figure out everybody can,
Ken was not
can sort of figure
on.
Out which is their top.
Hello,
this
is
something like that.
This is back on the call. I'm sorry I dropped off. Mia had a question.
Yes, Mia, could you re-ask your question of Ken?
And Afia also.
And Afia.
Ken, I still have this, even the latest link that you sent to me for my Google's account, it still has that AnnieGM. It doesn't have my name on there. So I have not...
If you received an email with a link, you just click on the link and you can see specimens. You may have to have a Google account, but you should have a Google identity. I sent you an email and it has a link on it. If you click on that link, it takes you to the resumes.
Okay. What you did, you sent it to me directly. I clicked on it, but the email address is not my email address. This is what I'm telling you.
You mean that your membership in the group is not your correct email address, right? If you email me your correct, if you want to connect it to another email address, send that to kenaron@gmail.com. kenaron@gmail.com if you have a different email address you want to use, and I will change your email address. But it should be something that's registered with Gmail.
Yeah. It's the same problem that we've been having with the same old AnnieGM. I have no
okay.
idea who Annie is.
Okay. My question is everybody else okay? Did everybody else get access?
No. Okay, see it. Yeah. I
okay,
have,
same thing, Ophelia. Send me an email address you want me to use.
The address is correct. However, when I clicked on the link, it said that it denied me access for lack of permission.
Okay, I will check it tonight. There shouldn't be any lack of permission. Everybody in the group has access. I will double check tonight.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
So where were we? Alex?
In the sorting of the resumes.
I can't hear Alex.
Alex!
Yes, what?
What?
I've been muting myself because I'm in a semi-public place. I don't want to introduce more background noise than necessary.
Okay. Well, you got to find a place to go. You got a chair. Next item.
Okay, the next item is it's a list of the different processes we'll be using. I think we have like two or three agenda items on that, but they're really sort of all interrelated. Basically, we just need to work out the procedure for how we're going to sift through these applications, rank them, and begin interviewing.
Alex, you were in the middle of a thought before, which was when I phrased it, are we going to, like, what I've been doing is marking a one by the ones that I think are, you know, would be my choice of top candidates, but we need to find some uniform way of doing it, and then you started to say this is a small enough group that, and you didn't finish your thought.
Well, I'm open to suggestions. As far as I'm concerned, I'm just going to go through everything and see what my top 10 or so are, and that's what I'll work with. And then when we get together, we'll see if we can reconcile. You know, if each of us can reconcile what our top whatever it is are.
Well, that's the question. Do we want to do the top 15, the top 10? Well, how are we doing it so we have some guidelines? That's the issue.
I'm open to suggestions. I've not been on a search committee before. Some of you have, so why don't you give me some suggestions?
Okay. Maybe I think the timeline also dictates some of this because, for example, depending on how many meetings we think we're going to be able to have, we'll determine it. We can start out with a pool of 15 or 20 or whatever and then work our way down. If it's the most compressed timeline, then we might want to go with 10. I don't know. I prefer something around 15, but because I find a lot.
All right. Well, let me give you my version of this. I'm for a really compressed process because I would like to send some recommendations to the in-person meeting in New York, and that's coming up in a little more than in 4 weeks precisely, and that could really work because if we do send recommendations to the in-person meeting, the PNB, this would be the new PNB, of course, they would have the opportunity to interview some of these people in person, which would be the ideal way to choose among candidates. So I'm for a very compressed timeline, and that I guess that implies that instead of a top 15 or a top 20, we go with like a top 6 or a top 10 at most, something like that.
That's really coming close.
Yeah. Way too narrow. This is Lydia.
Yeah, this is Ifea, if I might go back a bit.
Go ahead.
I would urge that it would be no less than 10. And I think that a combination of the two approaches is probably going to be the most efficient, and that is to what is our top 10, and within that top 10 to rank them from the highest to the lowest, one the highest. And then once we get together, we can put forward each of our individual number ones and proceed on that basis. And reorder them based on how many number ones, how many of them match. So if there are seven of us, how many of the seven have number one, and that number one, using number one just as an example, would be one, an individual that would be interviewed.
Lydia?
Yes, Lydia?
Yeah, I support that because of the 70 CFO resumes, and I'm not completely through reading them all, but, you know, a good three-quarters of it, I'm done. And I was very impressed with the pool. And many of them even local to the national office, not that that's the primary criteria, but it's an added plus. But there's a lot to chew over, and I was surprised at how many people had experience in the nonprofit area, et cetera. So I'm going to have a hard time limiting it to 10, so I don't think it should be any less than 10 for the initial review.
And well, let me ask you this before we decide on the number. Do we have agreement on the timeline? Is our goal to send recommendations to the full national board at the time of the in-person meeting and possibly to arrange for transportation for those people whom the board may wish to interview? Do we have agreement on that or not?
Well, this is Lydia.
Yes, go ahead, Lydia.
So does that mean we're not going to go from 10 to like 5 and then we conduct the preliminary interview? Just cold, we're going to pay for airfares for people that we haven't, that the committee hasn't interviewed?
Well, I think the committee will have to interview anyone it recommends. I doubt very much we'll be able to have in-person interviews with some of these people. However, I don't see how we could. We'll have to have phone interviews. That's pretty obvious, no?
Yeah. Okay.
If we can decide on a list of 10 people, we could possibly go through all the interviews in 1 week. It would be a very grueling schedule, understandably. But it could be done. But I want to know if this is a goal the committee wants to do. If you don't feel this is a doable goal or you have some other goal, then we might as well know right now, and so then we can readjust how we're going to do this.
This is Lydia.
Hi, Lydia.
Okay, so what I think is that we can certainly, try to do our best. It took a lot, but I was sick with the flu, so I had time in bed, and I was able to read some of this stuff. And I've been working a full week. I wouldn't have gone three-quarters of the CFO in 10. So I don't know how realistic it is, the timeline, but I think we can give it a fair shot. Because when you say pool, let's say people have not been able to get to that volume of resumes in such a short period of time, the pool becomes meaningless. I mean, the majority of the pool, of the committee at least has to have read them. So, so the pool that we recommend may be that larger pool first at a certain juncture and then whittle it down from there. I don't know that we can go through the whole process in time. We're already facing February. If we meet next Friday, we'll already be in February.
We can do some of this whittling down by email. We don't have to necessarily have a phone conference to do that.
I think we do. The email hasn't been working that well. Besides that, it has to be done at a meeting in order to have it housed. I don't see how you can't. There's no email vote other than something approved by the PMB for a vote for a candidate for a pool. That was never part of the initial PMB motion. So I think we have to just have, extra meetings, I guess. But before that, people have to be able to access all the resumes, which we've only gotten the ED ones this week. We've only had 2 weeks for 70 resumes from the CFO. So other people have to chime in who haven't gotten as far as I have with the resumes.
Teresa, how much have you been able to access and reach?
Access and reach? Or read?
Read.
You're talking about read.
Read.
I just briefly scanned them.
Okay.
So, I have not had, I mean, I'm not an accountant. I need just to talk with people, and I'm willing to put in the time to go over some of them, to compare, to make comparisons. And I've been trying to think of what I can possibly do to get somebody that knows something about them so I can make some decent comparisons. I mean, I'd like to know if there's anybody that could give us some sound advice on how you can compare them.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Yes, certainly the CFO resumes were very professional and standard. I mean, it's all the things that you normally look at in a resume. And so there are things I think that resonate or don't. The uniqueness of having CFOs that have nonprofit or radio experience is both unique and, you know, and impressive. And so I think that's a good jumping off point. I think the best thing is to get our job description and see how much it matches to what their experience has been. That's what I've done. I keep the job description right there, and then I read the resume and just plow through it.
Well, speaking for myself, I think I could go through the CFO resumes in one afternoon and get a pretty good idea of what my top 10 are. And pretty much the same thing for the ED resumes. I give myself 2 afternoons to go through them. But. Does anyone feel they would need more time than that to go through the resumes?
No, this is Ifia. I would suggest that we proceed with the proposed timeline, and if we need to have an extension, then notice and extend. But if we don't give ourselves some kind of structure now, we're just going to be taking up as much time as, consume as much time as there is left, and not complete.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Yeah, I agree. I think Afia, that was a motion by you, right? The 10?
Yes.
Okay, and I would like to second that, and I think if we can, Alex, maybe move on that one item, settle one thing at a time.
I didn't catch this. What was the motion?
The motion was that we would do, each of us would do a top 10, and within and rank from 1 through 10 among our top 10 choices, and then we would compare them when we meet in order to establish what would be the top whatever 5 that we would consider for interviews.
Okay. Well, what
using the proposed timeline.
Okay. My timeline would be we'd meet again next week with everybody's top 10, and then and of course that would be an executive session. This is probably our last open session, in fact. We'd meet again next week in executive session, go through everybody's top 10, see if we could whittle that down further. Meet one more time the following week, and at that subsequent meeting, pick those people we want to interview.
That sounds fine.
And then see if we can, and after that, see if we can schedule a grueling round of interviews that week so that we may be able to come up with some final recommendations to the full board the a week before they meet.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound reasonable?
Yeah.
Yeah, that works for me.
Okay. It's going to be a lot of work. Don't kid yourself. But if we're going to try to get in our recommendations in time for the in-person meeting, I don't see how else we could do this.
Okay.
All right. Do we have? We do have a motion there. So, are there any objections or anything for this motion?
Please repeat the motion.
You want to repeat? Well, could you repeat the motion?
Alex, you added to it, so.
Well, what I added to it is we'd have two meetings. We'd have one meeting for the top 10 next week. We'd have a subsequent meeting the following week where we would make an effort to pick our final list of people we want to interview and then actually schedule the interviews. So in other words, in 2 weeks we want to be ready with being ready to schedule interviews.
Ken, to the stack on one question on that.
Go ahead.
Are we providing for the situation where we don't find an adequate collection of candidates?
If that's the case, we'll deal with it. But we don't know that until we've gone through this process.
Okay. But I mean, I just wanted to at least make that statement. That's a potential that we find no adequate candidate. Not in
it. It's certainly a possibility.
Okay. That's all.
Hello?
Okay. So is there any other discussion? Can we just accept this without objection?
Well, can you repeat the process that we're going to use?
Okay. I'll repeat it one more time. The timeline will be, we will make an effort to, we'll convene again next week with our top 10 choices in executive session and see if we can reconcile our top 10 choices. And then we'll use the following week to finalize the list of candidates. We will meet again in 2 weeks and be prepared to have a final list of candidates to interview, and we will immediately following that meeting, we will begin the process of inviting people for interviews, scheduling the interviews that week. So don't take any vacations that week.
All right.
Okay.
So
and I'll be sending it out.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'll be sending it out in writing later this evening. I just got home, so I'll get on my computer and send it out so everyone's there. I'm not if I have a copy.
Okay, and how important is it that we rank people? Can I just pick the top, my top 10, and then we'll go through, let's say, Teresa picks in her top 10, and we could make a grid that way. I pick number 1, number 7, number 8, number 9, number 10, and number 25. Up to 10. And then Lydia has her 10. So we make a graph and we see how many of them actually match, right? Or do we have to number them 1 through 10? Like, because it sounds to me like I don't know how we're going to weigh what my number 1 is compared to my number 10.
Well, this is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Whereas I think the numbering thing would have been great if we had more time, I think it's going to be too confusing for us at this juncture to number 70 resumes just for CFO and then try to do, the 30 odd for the ED. So as much as I favor the numbering system, I really do. I think it works very well here. But I think we just have to use names. We're going to be in executive session.
So we have seven people. I mean, if five people were really impressed with, you know, candidate A or whatever, that's what it's going to be, right? I mean, we're all going to discuss 10 people. It shouldn't take that long.
And well, the idea is
if nobody likes, you know, John Doe, then, you know, there you go.
My question was actually, was it necessary to actually rank them? Is the ranking, my personal ranking of those 10, going to come into effect? And I get the impression that no, we just need to pick 10, and we're going to compare how many people have, you know, share their picks.
And then we may have to rank them later for the smaller pool or something, but I think we have to take this one step at a time, don't you, Alex?
Yes, I don't think we should get concerned into all kinds of algorithms for ranking because probably you can have endless debates on them and we'll never get done.
Yeah.
Let's just sort of see if we can fly this by the seat of our pants, so to speak, and see how it works.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So that's the process. I think if we put it in writing, I think that isn't that our whole agenda and just. Now we have the meeting, so. Good? Are we done?
So, well, we need to pick the dates.
We have two dates for this committee meeting. It's either a Friday or a Sunday, and whatever the committee prefers, we can do next week. I'm pretty sure both of those days are open.
Friday, please, no Sunday.
All right, so
I'm good with Friday.
Okay, I'm good with Friday too. And we don't have to worry about the stream next time because it'll be a closed session.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Just a minute here. Today is Friday, 25th. Okay, so we're talking about February 1st. Right?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
And then we'll move forward from there.
Right.
Okay, and I'll send out the minutes.
Okay. I just wanted to, before I forget, I just wanted to let you know that I did, we will need some guidelines before we do interviews as to what kind of questions we can ask and what we can't ask, and I'm in the process of trying to get, like, the official word on that from our HR consultant.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been able to make contact with them yet, but I'm sure I'll have something for you before we meet again. And I know that also for EEOC stuff, there's some kind of a form we need to fill out for every candidate, but I don't know the details of that. And those of you who have been on search committees before probably know about that more than I do, but we have to get, you know, we have to get the details and what that involves as well.
This is Nia.
Yes, Nia.
I'm going to send the confidentiality agreement that was approved by the personnel committee for this committee. We were charged to do that. It's done. I'm actually just formatting it now, and I'm going to send it out to you.
Okay, that's good.
You folks. You still have a little ways to go, but I just want to get it off my plate.
And just a word of sort of caution. If some of you previously downloaded some of the applications to your desktop, please remove them. We don't want these documents spreading all over the place. We have a central location in which to view all the applications, and let's use that. And I'm going to keep them on mine just for audit purposes for a little while, but I'm going to delete everything from my desktop as well.
Okay. So I would like to move to adjourn. I think we're done. I'll send out the minutes.
What about EEOC compliance?
Is there
EEOC compliance, has that been totally covered?
I'm going to get whatever we need on that from the HR consultant.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was distracted. You just told us that. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. And I'll make sure we're totally covered. I hope we are.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll see you next week.
All right.
Okay. And if you have any problems accessing the documents, please send myself and Ken a note about it, and we'll straighten it out for you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.